The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
In golf, there is a term referred to as unplayable lie. It means a situation where the ball has landed in a spot that makes it impossible to play. Think of a golf ball embedded up against a tree. There are circumstances in life where so many bad decisions have been made that the individual's life has become an unplayable lie in its current state. All the way back to the book of Genesis, bad decisions end up having bad consequences. In Genesis chapter 2, Adam and Eve had life good until they messed things up. Verses 16 and 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Eve, Adam's helper, would be guilty of disobedience to God the same as Adam. Both Adam and Eve's life, as well as the lives of all of mankind, would be impacted. God has given mankind free will, which allows us to make choices in life, whether good or bad. Adam and Eve would have to leave the Garden of Eden, never ever to return. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24 says, "So he drove out the man and placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life." Why? Disobedience to the commandment of God meant a return to the Garden of Eden was an impossibility. The decision to disobey God resulted in their lives becoming an unplayable lie. Many people who have chosen to be disobedient to the Word of God find that their life has become impossible to deal with in its current state when it doesn't have to be that way. Many people lack faith that God exists. We did not self-create. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Has your life become an unplayable lie because of sinful behavior? Proverbs 12 and verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." Psalm 18 and verse 30 says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him." So the question is this: who are you placing your trust in? The words of the prophet Isaiah chapter 40 verses 22 and 23 comes to mind, which says, "Have you not known? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in." The exact same God sent us Jesus. Have you not heard that there is always hope in Jesus Christ?